While measles persists in other parts of the world, mostly because of a lack of resources to vaccinate people, in the United States, a growing number of people are reluctant to vaccinate their children because they fear it's dangerous.
And we have growing pockets of susceptibility, so that when we do have someone travel from New York to Israel or from Europe to Disneyland or whatever you envision, we have the opportunity for much larger outbreaks.
There are now measles cases in 15 states, including outbreaks in Washington and New York. California, Mississippi, and West Virginia do not allow exemptions from vaccinations, except for medical reasons. 47 states allow exemptions.
Of those 47, there are 18 that also allow non-medical exemptions for reasons of personal or philosophical beliefs, and that's where the battleground is.
Most people recover from measles, but in the United States, 1 in 1,000 who contract the disease will die. The anti-vaccine movement gained momentum when a 1998 study, later retracted, linked autism to the MMR vaccine that inoculates against measles, mumps, and rubella, giving ammunition to critics.
Nobody can scientifically say whether the MMR is actually causing more harm than measles, mumps, and rubella. The reason for that is, like other vaccines, it's not required to be safety tested.
But public health agencies and major medical organizations say after decades of use, the MMR vaccine has been proven safe and highly effective. The autism link has been repeatedly disproven, says vaccine researcher Dr. Peter Hotez, whose daughter has autism. He says misinformation is spread on social media with messages targeted by region.
So with Texas, they see the soft underbelly being the far political right, the Tea Party, and they use Tea Party language. Up in the Pacific Northwest, in Washington State or Oregon, it might use language of the far left.
The battle is being fought state by state.
The parents know more about what's good for that child than corrupted regulatory agencies and big pharmaceutical companies.
Medical experts say the vaccine is essential to public health because measles is highly contagious.
Even if you don't share the room with the person at the same time, the virus can remain in the air for at least a couple of hours,
infecting anyone who is susceptible and potentially causing deadly outbreaks like many underway around the world. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.